Time for Joe's Need to Know News. They say, what is it? Hell has no wrath like a woman's fury or something like that. Isn't that what they say? Like, can you make a woman angry?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's make that. How about two high school girls you're hooking up with when you're a teacher? Let's do that one here. Two Florida high school students were so mad to find out that their science teacher was hooking up with both of them.
Oh no!
That they told their teacher's wife he was having an affair. Both teens are now former students at Fletcher High School in Neptune Beach, where they told police they had a fun time with their teacher at the school and at the house. The students said it wasn't until they found out the teacher had a relationship with both of them that they confronted his wife, even supplying her with pictures as evidence of the hookups. The teacher was arrested on two counts of unlawful hooking up activity in September. Cops say both girls told investigators it was consensual with the teacher while he taught at the school between 2015 and 17. Both girls are refusing to press charges. Pretty much, they're like, you know what? We just want to let his wife know.
Yeah, we just want to tell Bay.
Yeah, well, it's like, okay, they wouldn't have said anything if they didn't know there was another girl there.
This is exactly what happened in Mean Girls. Remember with, like, the gym teacher? Remember, like, two girls in the hot Asian group? You know how, like, they all had different groups, and they were the hot Asians, and then they both found out the gym... Whatever, it happened.
I believe you.
All my Mean Girls fans out there know.
I'm a huge Mean Girls fan, Liv. I'm huge. Okay. Your phone, Liv the Web Girl, we think has been hacked by somebody in China or a Chinese family was on your plan.
That's been confirmed.
If that's not bad enough, Apple's trying to really just hold everybody down. They're under fire for saying it could slow down. They didn't say they were, but it could slow down. iPhones bought just a year ago because of battery issues. They revealed that their latest iOS update brings the throttling feature to the iPhone X, iPhone 8, and iPhone 8 Plus, which was released last year. As the batteries in all these new phones and gadgets get older, they become less effective. And as software becomes more advanced, it puts more of a strain on those batteries and the processors inside. So they say they're going to maybe throttle the speeds on the iPhones to avoid battery problems. But people are like, yeah, right, you just want us to get a new phone. And I totally believe that.
1,000%. They always, always, always pull crap like this. And I'm so over it. Like when they made everyone buy new chargers and dongles and headphones, it made life so complicated. Like... they just need to get over themselves.
By the way, that's a joke, right? Like, you couldn't come up with a better name than Dongle?
I like it.
Of course. You like the D. We know this. Are you guys upset? Because you might be. Starbucks is releasing a brand new holiday cup celebrating the season with a line of, it's a lineup of red stripe, green, argyle, red and white, sweaterish patterns, and holly and berry cups.
Ooh.
Hopefully people won't think it's satanic. Hopefully won't be mad if it's Christian to them. Hopefully we can just say, you know what? We're paying a lot of money for coffee that's not that good.
Yeah, I, like, don't understand why people get so upset and so triggered about, like, coffee cups. It's wild. But those sound cute. I'm really excited. Because I honestly do like going to Starbucks just during the holidays just for the cups.
You know,
because it makes me feel special.
You and I really want, not necessarily coffee, but I could really go for a hot cocoa right now. Like, this exact time right now.
Yeah, vanilla latte.
I would like a chunky. Mm-hmm. I want some extra stuff in there. And this is kind of scary. I've been trying to talk my wife Lindsay into getting those Nest cameras. Not because we have kids in the house, but we have our dogs, but just in general, you can, like, it's security. Have you guys seen these? They have like the Nest door cams. You can see who's walking up, but also inside. Mm-hmm. You can even speak through them too.
Yeah. I've seen those.
Lindsay can be like, hey, put down the candy, Joe. It's not yours. Well, this is scary. A mom in Long Island says a stranger hacked her family's Nest camera and then tried to have a conversation with their 5-year-old son. Nearly every day after school, the young boy would chat with his father through the Nest cam. See, like, it's, you can talk to your kid when they get home. And they say, you know, because it's kind of like a digital nanny almost. Well, this time, her son came running out of the playroom screaming, "It's not Daddy talking to me! It's not Daddy!" The stranger asked the boy, and this is where it gets scary, if he took the school bus home and what toys he played with. According to the
when her son
said, "Mommy, Mommy," the stranger told him to shut up. When she walked into the child's room, the strange voice addressed her directly, so she obviously he could see her and what's going on in that room. She's frightened and wonders how long a complete stranger was actually watching their family. And as for Nest, they say, you know, it's pretty much they told her to change the password. The mom is speaking out to warn others about potential dangers that are lurking in your house.
That is absolutely terrifying, because, like, if that guy, that stranger, knew how the son was, like, getting home from school and, like, what his favorite toys were. Like, that sounds like he was trying to, like, lure him into, like, sex trafficking or something.
At that point, don't you just rip it out of the wall?
Oh, yeah. You're like, I will burn you and throw you into fire and then drown you in water.
Absolutely. Oh, scary.
All right. Well, this might scare you, too, because I know we had a big shakeup with you going to the dentist this week.
Yes.
And I'm going to have to ask my dentist if she has this in her walls. I don't know if you guys saw the story, but workers in Georgia found more than 1,000 human teeth in a wall when they were renovating an old building.
That's so
gross. Here's why. The workers began to knock down a wall on the second floor, and as they struck the wall, around 1,000 human teeth spilled out. Workers for the city started to do research to find out, oh, wait, here's why there's so many teeth in the wall. The building was once occupied by a dentist back in 1900, then another dentist office in 1930. Still doesn't understand why they put the teeth in the walls.
Still doesn't explain why this happened.
I feel like you would have smelled it before that.
Ew,
like,
gosh, that is so disgusting. That's
decay.
So bizarre. How crazy. That's like something that you see in like a scary movie, like a haunted,
the
creepy
movie.
The photo
looks so fake. I have a photo I'm going to put up on the Need to Know News blog on our website. You can go check out, but it's like, oh my God. That's like a Halloween like haunted house thing.
Yes, no normal person does stuff like that.
Does it just look like confetti?
It is like, boom, congratulations. That is Joe's Need to Know News on the Joe and Alex Show.